Proclamation number 4426 of 3rd of September, 1948. The Earthly Kingdom and Its Rulers. Earthly Fulfillment of Duty, Spiritual Work. If you are devoted to the world, then you are also devoted to the one who rules the world insofar as he makes people slaves to their instincts, which are only directed towards worldly pleasures and material goods. And then you can only with difficulty free yourselves from his rule. But if you establish the connection with the spiritual kingdom, then you make yourselves subject to me, the Father of Eternity, who truly wants to give you other goods than the transience of the earthly world. Although you live an earthly life and have to meet its requirements, you should also fulfill your duties to the best of your ability. You should by no means sink into idleness and believe that you serve me by withdrawing into solitude and neglecting earthly activity. You should be active and create and work for the benefit of your fellow human beings. Your earthly work should consist of constructive activity which benefits your fellow human beings, and thus you should be active in serving neighborly love, even though the work is a duty imposed on you. Yet you should not start anything without me, always request my blessing for it, and then I will also bless your work. I will help you to master it, so that you can meet all requirements and yet also fulfill your spiritual task, which is the purpose and aim of your earthly life. But you should never put the worldly above the spiritual. Every excessive worry is detrimental to the soul, just as it is unnecessary, for I will take over every concern for your physical well-being if you diligently care for your soul and put this concern before everything else. You should not favor the earthly kingdom and its rulers too much if you don't want to run the risk of becoming superficial towards the spiritual kingdom. But if you strive for this first, then you will also be considered earthly, and truly, better than you can manage yourselves, for I take fatherly care of my own as soon as they see their Father of Eternity in me, whom they love and want to serve him. Amen.